Midwest Wing Fest, something that was just announced, something I'm looking forward to, something I, in fact, want you to know more about because it's happening here, the North Dakota Horse Park, on Saturday, May 11th. Here to tell us about this is Keith Stensgaard. He is with Maui Sauce. In fact, owner Maui Sauce, in conjunction with the Horse Park, bringing you the first annual Midwest Wing Fest. And Keith joins me in the KFGO studio. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
When I got this announcement, I'd heard some rumblings, and then I saw the announcement yesterday. I said, okay, this is fantastic. Tell people what this is about. What went into this?
Well, this takes a lot of thought. Well, there's a lot of good restaurants out there that have some really good wings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just in the Fargo-Moorhead area. You know, it's exposure for the restaurants. You know, it's a small business. It's a tough thing right now. And the more exposure that these restaurants have, the better it is.
So this Wing Fest is going to be at the Horse Park. And I'm seeing that doors are going to be open. We're going to have live music, full bar, a Miss Maui contest. There's kids races. There's mascot races, bean bake tournament. I mean, this is going to be a party.
This is all day. This is something for everybody. Uh-huh. This is for a family event, kids event, you know, adult event, you know. We got jungle gyms for the kids. We're going to be having kids races with giving away ribbons. You're going to have hot eating wing contests, you know, the Miss Maui contest crowning. There's something, we're going to be doing something every 30 minutes in the main area.
Okay.
So that you'd be able to, it's something entertaining all the time besides the bean bake tournaments and besides, you know, featuring all the wings from all these great restaurants.
Bottom line is there's going to be a lot of wings there as well.
There's going to be a lot of wings with a lot of different flavors.
So you're with Maui Sauce, right?
Correct.
Owner of this?
Correct.
Let's start there when it comes to sauces. Talk about your sauce. How did you get into this? How did you get this brand and now be a partner of the North Dakota Horse Park?
Well, I've been doing events for many, many years, and I have some local establishments around too. So I started out back. I've been in the restaurant bar business for 26 years, and I ended up how it's Maui Sauce. It is a local company. You know, I was born and raised here, wrestled at NDSU. You know, a local guy. Right after college, I ended up going to Maui.
Okay.
And I was bartending, and I ended up taking a culinary school out there. And I was really always intrigued all my life with sauces. Every time I ate anything in college, high school, I was dipping, and I was finding the sauces. And I was, you know, I always looked for the restaurant that had the best sauce. And they were my always-to-go places. So I ended up taking them through my culinary school. I ended up, when I was working out at Planet Hollywood, I started making sauces at the classes, having people taste them and kind of making everybody what they were thinking about and what they liked and not liked. And I ended up coming back, being a local guy, you know, my parents were getting older. I ended up moving back after a year and had some food trucks. And I was like, you know, everyone's like, oh, this is great. And I was making it, you know, here and there. And I said, well, I think there's a demand out there. So I ended up getting a food truck and going to the tri-state area and doing a bunch of little things and having people taste them. And everyone's like, very unique, you know, very all different, something for everything. So I ended up bottling one to another and again, consistency in restaurants. And next thing you know, here we go with eight flavors and just a passion for it with that in the restaurants.
Sauce and seasonings, those two things seem like it's difficult to find that perfect blend.
It is.
You know, I don't even know where to begin as far as, okay, what's the base of like the Maui sauce that you have? Because there's so many different variety, even just within, I could say, mild buffalo. And not two mild buffalo sauces are the same.
Nope.
You know, they're dramatically different depending on what restaurant you're at.
Correct.
Which I think is what's going to be so brilliant about this is you can go and actually test those out. Because there's times, I got kind of have that Norwegian palate. I like flavor. I like a little heat, but it doesn't take a whole lot for me to be sweating below my eyes.
Right. Yes.
So I need to find that, like, perfect sauce out there. What all goes into that when it comes to, okay, I want it to have some flavor, some heat, because some people's experience are, hey, I just want to be able to say I did it. You know, I'm not there.
The tough thing is, I mean, how you cook, if you're going for your hot stuff, how you're cooking your peppers and, you know, whatever spices are going into it, you know, like you were saying, you nailed it right on the head there. Everybody has a buffalo. You know, if you can buy your buffalo, a lot of people buy their buffaloes and that are consistent through your bottler that you buy through your food vendors, but there's a lot of them that make theirs from their butter sauces, and they season them themselves through their cayennes and their peppers. So it depends on how much they put in, how hot it gets.
Okay. So it ends up being one of those, the peppers that they put in.
Yes. It's your peppers and your spices are what, how much they're adding to their wing butter. Most buffalo sauces is the wing butter sauce, basically.
So the Maui sauce itself, I mean, you have a variety. You said you have eight different ones that are bottled?
Eight flavors.
So give me the range here.
It's anything from a mild to a couple mediums to two hot ones.
Okay. So I'll be doing the mild, is what I'm hearing.
I'm a Norwegian kind of guy like yourself.
Okay, so there you go.
I mean, I get into a Buffalo and I'll get to a medium if I want a little sweat, and then I'm sweating. But I can't go to – I love trying things, but that hot stuff will – turn me red and I'll drink a gallon of water.
I know. And then for some reason, it just ruins the rest of your day if you're someone like of my taste and my palate.
That's why this is such a phenomenal thing out here at the Horse Park. It's, you know, you're getting this range. You're going to get a hot and a mild sauce from every vendor, the VIP guys.
Okay.
So your two things, what you get to do here is you can either buy a VIP pass and then you get to vote. So you'll have on the one side of the VIP pass will be all the restaurants. You go to them, you get a punch from a hot into a mild. And then on the back of it is your vote for who you say have the best wings. The general gets to come in. You get to go to whatever vendors you want. You just purchase from which vendors you want to buy. Fair. They're not going to make you buy 10 at every one. They're going to have a smaller range where they buy one or two or three or something, whatever. That's all on them.
Okay.
And so they're going to be through. We're going to be making them stay open till the minimum of 6 o'clock. But VIP gets in at 11, an hour early, so they don't have to fight all the crowds. So it's a nice thing having the VIP. You get a bunch of little, a swag bag with it with a bunch of little prizes in it. You get in an hour early. And you get those one wing of each, one hot and one mild of every vendor.
See, that's why you want to go get the VIP pass for the Midwest Wing Fest. Right now, my guest is Keith Stensgaard, Maui Sauce owner. They're doing this at the North Dakota Horse Park. Perfect venue for something like
phenomenal
this.
Phenomenal venue. You got the grass. You got the grandstands. You got inside the Connex. I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal all event for all kinds of people.
The date, if you're just joining us, is Saturday, May 11th, when this is going to be taking place at the North Dakota Horse Park. That's in northwest Fargo. You can get VIP admission, and of course, there is general admission. There's a price at the door and a price in advance as well. For VIPs, early entrance, you get the swag bag, you get the hot mild wing from each of the competitors, voting ballot, and eligible for prize drawings. The VIP admission, $50. General, $5. Wings available for purchase from each competitor. Free for kids 8 and under is what I'm seeing.
And it's $5 if you buy early.
Correct.
If you buy at the door, it's going to be 10.
See, that's why I should have asked you instead of just going off of...
You sound better on air than I do.
Well, I appreciate that, but you're the man with all the knowledge here. When it comes to the competitors, you talk about small business, you talk about restaurants. Is that who the competitors are? Is it anybody that claims that they've got good wings? Talk about the competition side.
So the selection that we've gone through, and there's still a couple more spots we're kind of talking about.
Okay.
We're making this into a quality event. So it's people that have good wings. They want to be there because of their wings. Okay. So we're featuring the wings. You know, besides the wings, we're having all these special events, which is great. So we're going to have all range of people, even the people that aren't big wing people. There's going to be things here to fun to watch and to go to. And maybe you're a GA and you don't want to taste every different wing. You still can come as a GA and go to one or two sites or get something from the horse park. Will be having a concession stand too.
The reason why I asked that is because I know of different competitions or different fests, so to speak, where you have one that will be, these are professionals. These are people that have this down to a craft.
Yep.
It's art. And then there's others where, okay, well, you will claim that you can make a good smoked wing on your grill that you have or your smoker just hanging out in the backyard. You know, those are two very different things.
Correct.
With this. So we're getting the top line out here at the Midwest Wing Fest. I want to say ring, but it's Wing Fest.
It's the wings.
It's going to be a good time. In fact, I'm going to be out there. We're going to be broadcasting afternoons live out at the North Dakota Horse Park, getting everybody ready for this. It'll be a fun time, ladies and gentlemen. Again, get it on your calendars. May 11th, Saturday, that is, at the North Dakota Horse Park. Keith, what I miss about this, about just the industry in general, before I let you go?
You pretty much nailed it all in the head there. It's going to be a lot of info coming out. You know, we're going to start P&R some of the restaurants. And, I mean, it's just a great variety to taste. Come out and taste a bunch of different wings.
Yeah. You like wings, ladies and gentlemen. This is a chance to come on out and do the challenge yourself and just support some fun. That's going to be at the Horse Park again with Maui Sauce here. Keith, it's been a pleasure, my friend.
Hey, appreciate you having me, X.
Yeah, we'll talk again in just a little bit. I'm coming out there. I want to invite you out as well. Afternoons Live is rolling on. You got locked into KFGO Fargo.